With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden's health is the subject of much conjecture in Washington, and invoking the 25th Amendment, removing a president, has been raised. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says reporters keep asking him one question.
If you were in the cabinet, if you were serving in the Biden cabinet, would you, in good conscience, be thinking about invoking the 25th Amendment? And I answered instantly and honestly, of course I would, because I see what everybody sees. I doesn't believe anybody in that cabinet is going to do the same thing, but they asked me what I would do, and that was my answer.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill starting at 10 Eastern Time this morning on Salem News Channel. Former President Trump will officially accept the Republican nomination on the final day of the Republican National Convention. Thursday, former President Trump will deliver remarks to attendees to finish out the event, still unclear when he'll announce a running mate. Also at SRNNews.com, the involuntary manslaughter case against actor Alec Baldwin has been thrown out by a New Mexico judge, and he won't be put on trial again. Jackie Quinn has more on the story.
A stunning development in the trial that began just days ago against actor Alec Baldwin and a shooting on the set of his movie Rust. Judge Mary Marlow Summer has dismissed the case, agreeing with Baldwin's lawyers there had been misconduct by police and prosecutors over evidence withheld from the defense.
Despite their repeated representations, they have continued to fail to disclose critical evidence.
Baldwin was charged in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of his movie Rust in 2021. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. Baptist churches in the state of North Carolina are banding together to help their communities. We hear more on the story. Correspondent Bill Alexander.
Over 1,000 churches in North Carolina have banded together to call on church members across the state to serve their local communities. Baptist Press reports that August 3rd through the 10th will be the time to implement the Serve North Carolina initiative, a mission for the churches and their members to meet the needs of their surrounding neighborhoods that week. As of Monday, July 8th, 1,003 churches have committed to participate, the majority of which are churches that partner with the Baptist State Convention of North Carolina. Churches have prepared for Serve North Carolina by signing up at servenc.com, where they could receive free resources, training, and promotional materials to provide assistance for the event. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
In California, residents will vote on Prop 3 in November to remove the ban on same-sex marriage from the state constitution. This is SRN News. A new initiative to monitor swimmers and sharks on New York City beaches with surveillance drones is facing opposition from nature.
Since launching this summer, the police drones have been repeatedly swarmed by flocks of American oyster catchers, forcing pilots to ground the devices on several occasions. Veronica Welsh with the Parks Department says the birds appear to be mistaking the drones for predators.
They will pretty much like fly at it. They'll try to like swoop at it. They'll be vocalizing the whole time. And it all pretty much doesn't stop until the drone goes down.
Wildlife groups fear the beach's other bird species, including endangered piping plovers, could be driven away by the drones. Jake Offenhartz, New York.
Former President Trump scheduled to be at one of the biggest cryptocurrency conferences this year, make an appearance at Bitcoin 2024 in Nashville. More details at SRNNews.com.